probably sitting at the beach drinking some booze.
Good afternoon, everybody. You are tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This program is called The Burrow. Thank you for listening. I'm joined this week by Ashley Luck of the band you just heard, Lie. How are you doing, Ashley?
All right. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. I was going to make a joke there, but I was wondering if you could add it up, how many times in your life you have heard a luck pun on your last name, like, oh, it's your lucky day, things like that. Have you?
That was the very first time.
Really? Okay, I'm surprised. All right, but I'm glad that I'm not, like, you know, just being annoying. I was gonna do it. I should have just done it then.
Well, it's special. Now I'll always remember that.
Yeah. All right. Good. So, anyhow, Lie. New album, Consent. We just heard Rat River, opening track. Excellent record. Came out earlier this year. Well, physically, it was released earlier this year. How's everything been going with that?
Really good. We did a tour right off the bat, right when it was released. We flew to Texas and toured east, so places we hadn't been before, down to, like, New Orleans and Georgia. And Tennessee, and yeah, strange places.
Deep South, right. And how was that? How was the, were you with somebody, like a different band, or is it?
We were with the guy who runs the label that put out our record, That's Cool Records, his band Warboner. Okay. We went on tour with them.
All right. How was the reception for that? Were you in strange pockets where that was, where you guys were embraced, or was it very...
It was mixed. I mean, everybody who came out to the show was embraced it. Yeah. It was just, in certain cities, not the reception that we may be accustomed to on the West Coast.
Right, right, okay.
Places that just we had never been before, so it was just new territory.
Yeah, yeah.
There were some really great shows, though.
Yeah, I bet. Got your fill of, like, gumbo and things like that. And
yeah. Lots of comfort food there.
Yeah. All right, cool. And you are, of course, associated with some other acts in Vancouver, notably Zoo.
Yeah.
And I was asking you before, any news with things going on with Zoo? Any new releases? You said you had some new tracks you might play later today.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some tracks I can preview later today from an album that was supposed to come out last year. There were some delays with Zoo. The original label that was going to put out the album just kind of fell through. And the tracks have just kind of been around so long that it's kind of... I'm starting to work on new material as opposed to releasing the tracks from that album. So, yeah, there will be new Zoo soon.
All right. So we'll have some radio debuts then later.
Yeah.
All right. Fantastic. Cool. So you brought some other music for us, some records to bring in, and we have something lined up now to start with in this first set. What is it that we've got?
We're going to keep it punk for now. It's Mutators.
All right.
Get it clean.
All right. Some I guess, classic. We can call it classic.
Classic thing. Vancouver punk.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a mixed bag when bittersweet when you get that moniker, because that means it's kind of old, but also that it's well received.
Yeah, not old, just yeah.
All right, so Mutators here on the Burrow. Stay tuned. We will be with Ashley Luck for the next hour.
Yeah. ocean, border, suburban, dispersal, determinacy, mulatto, mestizo, Métis, Cabra, Eurasian, Creole, colored, split. Those who have no history are doomed.
An excerpt from The Reinventing Wheel, spoken by author, Vancouver poet, Wade Compton. Celebrate Black History Month with CITR 101.9 FM. As we host content exploring Black history in Vancouver and beyond. Tune in this February and check out CITR.ca for regular updates on the scheduling of our Black History Month programming.
Network4Musicians.com presents Vancouver Community College Music Students Showcase at the Railway Club.
So we have Saturday, February 21st. Win great raffle prizes and see seven diverse local BCC bands, including
Grizzly Bones, Sounds of the Sun, Feng Shui, Windy Bridges, The Ivory Sleep, Sal Gout, and special guest Laura Resnick.
Doors at 7:30 and tickets are $8, or arrive before 9 to pay $5. Visit networkformusicians.com for more info.
Alrighty, and we are back. Still listening to The Burrow on CITR 101.9. Hopefully, you're still listening to The Burrow. I am joined here in studio by Ashley Luck of various Vancouver projects. We just heard Coban, the latest record, V-Day. Not V-Day, as in V-Day, but V-I-D-E, V-Day.
French.
Yeah, in French, V-Day. So, Coban and Lia are touring in the near future.
Yeah, we're just starting to set up a tour for May. Brittany plays in both Coban and Lié, so it's good to tour together, although a lot of work for her.
Yeah, it makes it easy. Split everything up. In that set, we heard something else. So Mutator started it. We talked about that a bit before. And then DAF was in between that. So have anything to say about the track or DAF in general?
They're just a really awesome industrial kind of very dry sounding band that I've always found really influential.
And the title of that was Alles ist gut. Yeah. So everything is well, everything is good. It's always good to get some German lessons, some second language lessons into the program. We have more value here at CITR than one might expect. All right. So what else do we have lined up for this next set?
Next up, we have some Silent Servant off of the Silent Servant Broken English Club split.
Great. All right. And then it's a mystery after that. Eventually, we'll get those Zoo tracks in somewhere.
Yeah, I can slip those in.
We'll get those in somewhere. Some not shameless, but just self-promotion. It's always good. All right. Stay tuned. If you have anything you want to ask Ashley, you can call into the studio, 604-822-2487. And I don't know, we'll do our best to answer any questions. We might just ignore you if you're saying strange things. But anyhow, this is, I'm already forgetting,
Silent Servant.
Silent Servant.
Cut Unconscious.
Cut Unconscious. All right. On The Burrow, CITR 101.9 FM.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Hey there, listeners. Every year, Fund Drive, CITR's annual fundraiser, helps raise money to keep CITR running. Last year, we raised over $35,000 to assist our move to a new station. This year, Fund Drive is kicking off February 26th with a party at UBC's Pitt Pub and finishing off with a party at Pat's Pub on March 6th. So let's get digital. This year, our goal is to raise $40,000 to build a new website, digitize our analog archives, make decades worth of CITR history accessible, and more. Starting February 26th, you can call in to pledge towards this year's fund drive. Or starting February 16th, donate online at www.citr.ca. Receive great prizes for your donations. Again, fund drive is this February 26th to March 6th. Help keep campus and community radio healthy. Donate to support CITR.
I call it transcendence. Transcendence. I call it transcendence.
Psytrance, hard trance, epic trance, acid trance, deep trance, hard dance, breakbeat. Every Sunday at 10 p.m. to midnight. Hosted by DJ Smiley Mike and DJ Caddyshack.
I call it transcendence.
Okay. The Borough, CITR 101.9. I will say it again. Joined by Ashley Luck in studio, and we just had a not just a radio debut. Have you ever played that? How many people have you played those songs to?
Blood and Cedar I have previewed on the internet for a while, but Alone I think I like put it up for a day once and took it down, so not a lot of people have heard that.
All right, so new zoo tracks.
Yeah.
And do you have a new direction that you're going in that you would describe, or is there anything?
Well, those tracks feature Corey from Cowards on drums and Luna from Other Jesus on guitar.
Okay. Cool.
And with the newer stuff that we're working on, it's going to be more of a collaborative writing process, whereas up until now it's always been I've just always written songs and then like presented them to people to add parts to. So going forward, it's going to be more collaborative.
Great. And you said there might be a record coming. Maybe not. Maybe.
Those songs were from a record that was supposed to come out. Okay. It will come out in some form.
All right.
There was just some hesitation on it for a while.
All right. And before that, it was a
Shadow Lust
yeah, and Silent Servant.
And Silent Servant, yeah.
So some... industrial dance, almost.
Industrial techno.
Yeah,
bridging that gap between minimal synth and techno.
Yeah, all right, cool. And do we have some more of that coming next?
Yeah, next, actually, the other side of the Silent Servant split, Broken English Club.
Great,
yeah,
cool. You do something I remembered, a night called Body Heat.
Yeah.
How often is it that you... do that. That's every there was one a month ago or so, and one coming up.
Generally about once a month, actually. There's two coming up, one of them announced, one of them not. But the next one coming up is really exciting. It's subtitled the Pacific Techno Initiative, but we have people from the Second Nature Collective in Seattle coming down, Archivist, Fugle, and AOS. All really awesome techno producers that have been doing a lot in the scene down there. So we're kind of combining them with locals, and we have Reducer, which is Josh Rose and Brady Cranfield, and Nancy Drew.
Cool.
So it should be a really good lineup.
Awesome. Great. And that again is more of this kind of minimal synth techno music, or
a lot of straight up techno for that night. Okay. And a little bit of dub techno,
cool. All right, so we are going to hear the second half of the Silent Servant Broken English Club split right now. Stay tuned. CITR 101.9 FM. This is The Burrow. Thank you. And back here at CITR 101.9 FM, joined by Ashley Luck in studio. This program is called The Burrow, just about wrapping up, about 5 minutes left. Thank you everybody for listening. Little Bit of Soul with Jade will be on next. She ended her food special over the last 2 weeks and is moving on to bigger and better things this week. So, Ashley, hanging in there?
Yep.
Thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's been very nice. We are hearing right now in the background something called Minimal Violence that you are involved with. Is this just you that's making this, or is this...
No, it's me and my girlfriend, Lida.
Okay.
And, yeah, it's a project we've been working on since the fall. We have some new, exciting news with releases, although I don't know if it's announced yet, so I'll just leave it. But we are we're working on wrapping up some details on our first release.
All right, great.
It should be coming out in probably May.
Awesome. I noticed the album cover here has pink tones. And and you're telling me that is a go-to for you.
Yeah, right. I'm very satisfied by the color pink when it comes to a lot of the graphic design that I do. I tend to use pink overtones. Not like flashy pink, but salmon pinks or dusty rose. I just think it's a very satisfying color and shade to look at.
Right, yeah. And a good contrast with black. And it just works well. It's very it's soothing in a way. That last set we heard, we just heard something by Ike Yard.
Half a God.
Yeah, and can you tell us anything about that? I've never heard of this.
They're from kind of a no wave era in, I believe, 80s in New York.
Cool.
I've just always found them very influential because it's just like the stark tones.
It's that, I assume that's a similar scene to things like Suicide happening.
Yeah,
stuff,
definitely. So. It was around that same era.
Great, cool. And to just about wrap things up here, we have one more track that you've gotten.
Yeah, a track by Marie Davidson, Je ne t'aime pas. And she's from Montreal. Zoo got the pleasure of playing two shows with her this summer, one in Berlin and one in Brussels.
Cool.
Yeah.
Very good. So we're going to wrap things up with that. Again, thank you everybody for listening. Fun drive happening in a couple of weeks. So all of you out there listening, just think about donating to your local radio station. Be happening in 2 weeks' time. Next week, hoping to have a recorded interview with Pharmacon, who is in town this weekend on Saturday. So she will be playing at the Fox, so everybody should go check that out. Should be very good. Ashley, anything else to say? Have any other departing words?
No words of wisdom.
No? All right. Okay. All right. Well, we will leave you with some minimal violence. We'll trail off with some minimal violence and Marie Davidson, a little bit of soul on next. You've been listening to The Burrow on CITR 101.9.
Hello, my friendly CITR folks. Welcome to another episode of Little Bit of Soul. I'm Jade, your host, and I hope that I'll be able to provide some good music for you on this amazingly beautiful day. I know all of you skiers are unhappy since there's no snow, and no snow equals no good. But let's lift your spirits a little bit. I'm extra excited today because I've brought along some vinyl with me for today's show. That's going to be a lot of fun. We've got some great artists today, including Eddie Holland, Amy Winehouse, Les Brown, The Entertainers, and many more. You're also going to be wondering what opera has to do with today's show, and I hope you'll join me in finding out. It's going to be a swell time. You're listening to Little Bit of Soul on CIT.